Excellent. All right. Before we get started, I'd like to acknowledge our funding source is USDA NIFA Organic Transitions Grant. So getting right into it. Agricultural soils have been a focus of study in the last couple decades for many reasons, but partly because of their potential to sequester atmospheric carbon. In 1997, it was estimated that as much as 0.2 petagrams of carbon dioxide equivalent per year could be sequestered if we moved away from conventional tillage systems towards lower till or maybe even no-till systems as pictured here. However, recent research has shown that systems that incorporate heavy tillage but also incorporate large amounts of organic carbon, such as USDA organic management, pictured on the right there, can actually build equivalent or maybe even higher amounts of soil carbon over time. This was discovered as it is actually necessary to, you have to sample to at least 40 centimeter depth in order to get the full measure of soil carbon stored. And that is because in these high tillage systems with lots of organic carbon, carbon can be kind of just relocated in the soil rather than actually diminished. So this study is aimed at connecting carbon storage with microbial community and activity in agricultural soils under different management treatments to try and better understand how the way we manage these soils actually affects carbon cycling. All right. Now, the way we do this is we're looking at the Farming Systems Project at USDA Beltsville in Maryland. This is managed by Michelle Cavagelli, who may or may not be in attendance. This is a long-term organic or a long-term agricultural experiments with between 14 and 17 years of consistent management of different treatments all within, let's see if I can get this mouse, no, within these four replicate blocks, or four treatment blocks, sorry. These experimental blocks were chosen because they're relatively have relatively homogeneous soil types within the blocks, so you can get true treatment effects. We looked at no-till as well as chisel-till management. Both of these use mineral fertilizers as well as organic full inversion tillage, which use a mixture of animal manure and legumes to meet plant nitrogen needs. So we sampled these 12 plots to a depth of a meter using hydraulic probe, as you can see here. We then extruded these soil cores in the lab and then homogenized them in each of six depth increments. So we had a 0 to 5 increment, 5 to 10 centimeter increment, and then a 10 centimeter to the AP horizon, or the plow layer, and that was had a variable depth for each individual soil core, which becomes important, as I'll get into shortly. We had an AP horizon to 30 centimeter depth, as well as 30 centimeters to 60, and finally 60 to 100. Now, the reason that we decided to split this at the AP horizon for each one of these cores instead of at a set depth of 20 centimeters, as is often done, is we actually found that this is highly variable. So this is a box plot showing on the y-axis you can see depth of AP in centimeters, and on the x-axis are three different treatments. There are no significant differences here, but this box plot shows the high variation. We had a range of 12 centimeters at the shallowest down to 26 centimeters at the deepest. So had we actually just cut this at 20 centimeters, we would have contaminated both the above and below with a lot of carbon and microbes that don't necessarily kind of go there. All right. So with our six steps, four blocks, and three treatments, we had a total of 72 samples, and we ran a number of analyses on these to try and explain microbial and carbon dynamics here. In terms of adaptive factors, we looked at texture and pH. Now, factors in data in red, I actually won't be presenting here, but we do have those, just so you know. We also looked at in carbon and nitrogen. We looked at total carbon and nitrogen, as well as ammonia and nitrate, and particulate organic matter fractions, both a smaller 53 to 250 micrometer size fraction, as well as a coarser 250 micrometer plus fraction as well. For microbes, we looked at microbial activity by four enzyme assays that were all related to carbon and nitrogen cycling in these soils. And for microbial community, we looked at, we sequenced the 16S ribosomal subunit for bacteria and archaea using an Illumina MiSeq platform to cover community structure and composition. All right, getting into results. This diagram shows depth in centimeters on the y-axis and carbon content in kilograms per meter cubed on the x-axis, and our three treatment groups there. So first of all, at the very surface, in 0 to 5 centimeters, we saw there was less carbon in the chisel-till system at the very surface. This is actually not a significant difference, however. We actually have seen a significant difference for this in other studies of these same plots. So perhaps ours was just slightly more variable. And then just above the plow layer, the AP horizon, we actually had greater carbon in the organic versus the chisel till plot. However, despite these differences kind of in this above plow layer between these different treatments, we actually didn't see a significant difference in overall stored carbon either for the entire profile or just to the 0 to 30 centimeter block, or 0 to AP horizon block, sorry. What we did see is this massive difference in the above and below AP horizon soils, a very, very steep fall in carbon in kind of not very much space. So what this shows is that, first of all, the tillage effects, being the AP horizon, really persisted in no-till soils. Even after, again, 10 years of no tillage, we still see a very distinct plow layer. And also that tillage redistributed carbon in our study, but didn't necessarily lower it. All right, moving into particular organic matter, this shows this time our six depth fractions are in the x axis, and particular organic matter mass expressed in grams per gram of soil on the y axis there. We have our three treatments again. In this case, the solid line represents the smaller palm, 53 to 250 micrometers, and the dashed line represents the coarser fraction above 250 micrometers. First off, there you can see there's much more of the smaller palm in every treatment at every depth where we found it, but especially there's quite a bit more of this at the very surface in the no-till treatment. Now, this is not data that we're presenting here, but we've actually found with pyrolysis GCMS that this smaller palm actually has a higher amount of nitrogenous compounds and less lignin than the coarser stuff. And so this may suggest that we might have a greater fraction of kind of labile carbon at the surface under no-till. The big caveat there is that we did not look at soil aggregation, and so it's possible that if these small chunks of palm are actually kind of encased in microaggregates, they might be more physically protected from microbial degradation. So it's not really something we can say here. It's kind of a topic for ongoing research. All right, so moving away from carbon towards bacterial and archaeal communities. Here, this is a non-metric multidimensional scaling, or NMS, ordination, which basically compresses the multidimensional aspects of bacterial and archaeal community composition into two axes to explain the most variability on this two-dimensional scale. So that's the two axes you see there. The two factors that I want to point out here, so the different colors, as you can see, represent depths. From zero down to 100 centimeters, moving down kind of chromatically there. And then the four shapes represent the experimental blocks that you saw in the very beginning, so kind of soil types, if you will. All right, so the major points here, you can see that depth is the predominant influence on bacterial and archaeal community structure, with the above AP horizon depths all clustering very closely together, the AP to 30 centimeter depth kind of branching off from that, and then the lower things all being very variable. So below 30 centimeters, we saw communities where they did cluster, they were extremely variable compared to the ones above them. Where they did cluster, it was by soil type and not by any treatment that we imposed on them, which is very interesting but does not necessarily answer our question as to how agricultural management influences these bacterial and archaeal communities. So we did another ordination just focusing on above 30 centimeters, these bacterial and archaeal communities. All right, so that's what this is. Here's a second NMS rerun with only the top four depths there. And the three shapes now you can see in the bottom right, potentially, are the three treatments that we had. So organic, chisel-till, and no-till. Now, there's not, as you can see, it's difficult to parse apart with the eye just kind of how these things clustered out, and the majority of clustering still occurs within the four depths, right? So 0 to 5 centimeters, 5 to 10 centimeters, 10 centimeters to the AP horizon, and especially this AP horizon to 30 centimeters clustered very strongly. Now, we can use, after this we used multi-response permutation procedures, MRPP, to attempt to pull apart the actual treatment differences in here. So this is basically compares within group to between group similarity for each of these clusters to see if there's a statistically significant difference. And so we found that there is actually, in terms of treatment, there is a difference between no-till and organic communities with a p-value of 0.016, a value of 0.06. A value here represents the magnitude of the difference, where p-value is just whether it's significant or not, and a value of 0.06 is pretty small. And compare that then to each individual death class, which is much more distinct. They're all below 0.001 through 0.001 p-value, and the A value ranges from 0.11 to 0.48, which is, I mean, very significant. You see these separate very cleanly. All right. So a couple things moving forward is that, we have yet to look at these communities within each one of these depth fractions. So it's true that overall, perhaps treatment doesn't do much to separate these communities out, and most of it is due to depth. But we still need to look at each individual depth to see if we can parse apart some differences, especially in no-till. And additionally, this just represents bacterial and archaeal communities, and so we don't necessarily, the other bacterial and archaeal communities have been slightly more resilient to things like tillage, whereas, for example, fungal communities, which have large filamentous bodies, we have not looked at this yet, and I'm betting that where we're going to see a lot of the difference due to tillage is actually going to be in the fungal communities rather than bacterial. So there's work going on. All right. So just in parting, we found that tillage does relocate soil carbon within this kind of depth profile, but doesn't necessarily reduce it over a period of 10 to 15 years. So this is, other studies have shown this, and it's possible that you just need to look at soil for, or you need to look at managed soil for a bit longer than this to actually see distinctions appear between a no-till and the, other systems. And furthering that, that depth and associated factors have a greater influence than agricultural management on microbial communities in soil. And this is especially shows the importance of the AP horizon, how after the above AP horizon and below AP horizon communities and carbon was always very distinct. Pretty much whatever metric we used, we saw this very severe break both above and below that. And shows the long-term legacy of soil management in that these no-till soils, which, again, have not been tilled for at least 10 years for all these plots, still show very distinct plow layer kind of characteristics. The communities and carbon in them tend to behave in ways that are similar to our tilled systems. And with that, I would like to take any questions you might have. Yes.
Can you review which what the revisions were, the proper revisions for the
Certainly, yes. I forgot to do that. So yes, our the chisel till and no till. Well, the rotations are all, I believe, they're 3-year rotations with corn, soy, wheat. There's, and I know in the organic, there's a hairy vetch cover crop at the end of that. But they're all the same length of rotation and the same crops, except for the hairy vetch is in the organic. So yeah. Yes,
actually,
absolutely.
In your organic treatments, you mentioned green manures, but you also mentioned animal manures.
Yes.
So what type of animal manures, and did you have any expectation that it might alter microbial results?
That's an excellent question. I am not entirely certain as to which. I'm betting that this was chicken manure, and I'm getting a thumbs up in the back. So yes, chicken manure it was, and I've seen some, I believe that there has been some work on whether it's possible to introduce manures or introduce different communities with the manures. I believe that was the question.
Well, or just even expectations about the changes, but yes, is it introducing the community?
Yeah.
Or is it altering, or would you expect to see changes in your
patterns? Right, yeah. I'd really not, well, yeah. I came in with few expectations with that, but I would have expected to see the majority of the difference being in the tillage system, more so in like what kind of stuff is there, just in introducing carbon to the lower soils. Yep. Oh, sorry. For which plot? Ah, yes. We did. So the majority of things clustered really well, except if you saw the one of the big reasons we decided to use these actually represent standard errors, these error bars here, is that these lower communities were extremely variable. They were basically all outliers, if there's such a thing. Things above the 30 centimeter line really clustered quite well. So. Yes, we have.
Do you remove it?
It's hard to say. Another thing about these lower communities is we actually had quite a few less sequences for these below 60, so they were more variable just in that they had a lot more inherent kind of variability with these tiny communities. We need to look into how much we're going to analyze these since they are so variable, and to what extent we can actually get useful data out of these. So we may end up looking predominantly at these kind of 0 to 30 centimeter communities. So yes, probably, maybe. Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you.